top podcast of My Fix It Up Life on iTunes and become a fan of the show on Facebook to find out what's hot in home improvement during the week. And don't forget to enter to win cool gear and tools that we're giving away every Saturday during My Fix It Up Life. My Fix It Up Life is what's next in home improvement entertainment. We're back inside with My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. Hi, sweetie.
Hi, hon. How are you?
Oh, doing fine. How are you?
Well, that's good. You know what? We have a special caller on the line.
I had no idea anybody was on the phone. It's almost like I call into this radio show from elsewhere.
You call in?
Anyway.
You're next to me. Who believes that for a second?
Who believes there's someone on the phone who probably hung up by now?
Well, we had, and I hope we still do have, Paige Hemmes from ABC's Extreme Makeover Home Edition on the line. Paige, are you there?
I am. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I am, as a matter of fact, calling in, not right next to you.
Oh. It's probably safer that way because Mark's here.
I've got to be reminded.
Probably.
Yeah. I mean, I have a vivid imagination, but it's not that vivid. Nor is the room that large. It's not like you get lost in here.
No, I don't think you can, exactly. No. No, we're happy to have you on today, and we are excited to talk to you about something that one of Mark's favorite topics, tools.
Ah, yes. I know.
And
Christmas is right around the corner, and that's one of those easy things for guys. You just kind of go pick out some tools. They'll be happy.
Exactly. And one thing that I am absolutely in love with are your pink work boots.
Oh, thank you. So am I, actually. I looked forever for the right shoes, and I finally found a good manufacturer that, I mean, it's like, it's, I call it pillow technology because they're so comfy. And at the end of the day, everyone's like, oh, my feet hurt so bad. I'm like, yeah, mine are pretty good. Thanks.
Ooh. Now, you're wearing...
Now, that's something I have my eye on, Mark.
Hint, hint.
Oh, look, great. There's two of you. This
because I've been looking
be awesome.
For a long time for them because I've been able to buy them for our 8-year-old, you know, little girl pink
yes.
work boots. Yes. But for grown-up girls, haven't been able to find them until I found them with, you know, on your website.
I know. I know. It's really hard. I need to get, you know, my distribution up so that I'm more accessible. People can buy them in stores. But so that is coming for next year. But right now you can buy them online.
But oh, you good. Have your gloves and you have your tool belt too, and they're available at Sears, right, and Costco too.
Yes, I'm so excited. We just got into Costco, and I'm personally excited because I worked there for a long time.
Really?
When I was going through school, I was a Costco employee for
oh, wow.
8 years.
Oh, that's great, though.
So I'm so excited. It's like, you know, I'm finally, and I still shop there. Of course, no one can get out of there for, you know, under $100. You go in for one thing, and you come out with like a truckload of stuff.
Yeah, because they have
I'm
everything
so
there. Yeah.
I'm so excited that that's in there.
They should give the customers forklifts in there.
Tool belts and gloves.
Yes, and they're totally cute, too. I know Mark thinks that they're cute, right, hon?
Well, I have some real brass tacks questions about that.
You want to get away from totally cute, don't you?
I'm totally cute. It's just crushing us, and every guy in the audience is like, well, the girls are cute, but why am I listening to this? But your pink work boots must be truly field tested on the enormously long days of Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Oh my goodness, I've heard stories that that you just spend forever on that set, don't you?
We do, and it's not so bad now. But in the beginning, before we could really get volunteers, you know, there'd be weeks that, you know, 3-4 days you wouldn't go home. You would just, you know, and they'd say like, oh, bring a different wardrobe because you're gonna need to wear a different shirt tomorrow, but you would not leave set. You would just work 24 hours a day, round the clock. And we kept that up for about the first 3 years, and then after that, we were like, can we just get some help, maybe, so we can get some sleep?
Oh, my goodness. Was there even a place that you could take a little cat nap or anything?
We started getting trailers, like season 3, season 4. But no, we would, but you really couldn't. You know, you couldn't stop. If you wanted it done in 7 days, you had to just work and work and work. And now with, you know, the popularity of the show, we get so many people who come out and volunteer and allow us to, you know, only work 12-hour days instead of...
Wow.
Oh, only 12-hour
yeah,
days.
Only 12. Yeah,
yeah,
well, we know when you were here in Philadelphia that it was all over the newspapers. It was it was common conversation, I guess. That's not a real thing. But people knew you were here. Yeah. You know, like you didn't just like blow through town and people were like, you know, hey, you know, something happened.
I know we've been called extreme takeover because we do kind of take over the town.
Now, how many people do show up now?
From like 1,200 to this last show, we had 5,000 volunteers. But we also did a whole community project. So okay. We did 40 different homes in the area by giving them like new paint or new porches, just little things that you know, would help the aesthetics of a home.
Oh wow!
So we had lots and lots of volunteers, which is fantastic. It was wonderful.
Managing all that just must be
phenomenal. Thank God I don't have that job.
Wow, so you really can't sneak into any town, can you?
You really can't, no.
My guess is you can't even sneak into a restaurant. I mean, it's like people know who you are.
Kind of, yeah, but it's funny. If I'm not wearing pink, I just kind of blend in. They're like, you know who you look like? You kind of look like that girl in extreme makeup.
Oh, no, really?
That's funny, because when I wear pink, I don't blend in at all.
Yeah, exactly. So you just stay away from pink, and you're good.
People are questioning my decision-making for picking you as a partner, hun.
Yeah, Teresa, actually...
My credibility just went down with yours.
When I do some of my loony antics, I can see her eyes change, and she looks back at me. I can tell she's going through the reasons. Why she married me that are good ones.
Wait a second. I know that they're okay. That one. Okay, now I'm good. I can get back in the
relationship.
Yeah, I can get back in the relationship again. I'm good. I can keep going.
Now, where does Extreme Makeover Home Edition bring you next?
Next, I'll be traveling to Mississippi.
Ooh.
Yes.
Wow.
Where in Mississippi, I don't know, but I do know we're going to that state.
And do you even know what the project is till you show up?
No. No, we don't. You know, we have an advanced team that goes in and obviously makes sure that it's okay with the city and, you know, the government officials need to approve that we're going to be there and all of that kind of stuff. So they know, and they're there right now preparing for it. But we don't know until we show up and we watch the video on the way to see the family and then see the family for the first time that morning. So for us, it's very genuine. And they, too,
really?
You know, they don't know that they're going to be picked. They know they're one of the finalists, but they never know that they're going to be picked. So.
So really, when you're on the way, you really are watching that video?
Yes. Yep,
really? That's right, that's for true.
Yep.
Wow.
Well, you know, it's not anybody could do your job as much as I would like to say that I could just show up and do your job. You really make an emotional connection. The emotions are earnest. It's amazing. I mean, I know people who I wouldn't think get their heartstrings tugged by the show, and sure enough, they're there every week.
I know.
Yeah.
You're saying that like, oh, there's something in my eye. I have to step out.
I made Paige Hemmes cry. Someone write this down immediately.
It is, you know, and I think it affects each of us differently. You know, there's some families that, you know, just really get some of us. And then there's some that you're like, oh, okay, I can feel for them. But, you know, you don't have that strong connection. But with doing, I mean, we've done, I think it's like 175 houses over the last few years. And and most of these families are just truly amazing. And, you know, it's hard not to cry. Or sometimes I'll get through like the whole episode. I'm like, okay, I didn't cry yet. And then we move the bus. And that is the part where I just lose it every single time.
Wow.
Here, yeah, I got one more question before we have to abruptly hang up on you, but do you ever have, you know, those moments where you have to say, I'm losing it. Can you shut this camera off?
I tried that once, season 2.
And they put 75 cameras on you?
Yeah,
you
they just put more cameras on you. So, but you know, that's what it is, and you're definitely not alone. It's not like you're going to lose it and the rest of them are just standing there, like, having a party. You know, it's this collective thing that you can turn to anyone. You see their eyes filling up with tears. Mm. So, and it definitely, I think it makes us closer. The whole cast and crew is so close. We're like a big family on this show, and I think you need to be for the amount we travel together. We're together 10 months out of the year. But it's, you know, at the end of the day, it's just, it's so amazing that this is our job, that we get to go around the country and help people and make a difference. And every community we go to, we get the opportunity for so many people to help us. So it's pretty amazing.
Wow.
Wow. If there's a better place to leave a phone call than that, I don't know what it is.
I don't know either. Extreme Makeover Home Edition is on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. on ABC. And to find out more about Paige Hemmes, visit her website at paigehemmes.com. And we're going to have to take a a break and say goodbye.
We'll see you next on My Fix It Up Life.
The Carpenter's Notebook, a novel about building a better life.
I reach for my tape measure more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
2 years after his father's death, Brendan leaves his daughters and collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise he made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping his own life. Inside a heartwarming love story with raw, hammer-swinging detail, author Mark Clement shares the story of a man who discovers his father's job site life lessons. Dean Johnson, co-host of Hometime, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that the greatest wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.